Backers of a proposed pipeline to pump groundwater out of one Utah county to another say the project is critical to meet Cedar City's water needs. But ranch owners and native tribes see the project as a threat to their livelihood and ancestral homelands. The Pine Valley Water Supply Company would pump billions of gallons of water from rural Beaver County, 70 miles southeast to Cedar City in Iron County. Critics say the city only wants the water because it has overpumped its own aquifer. Mark Winch, a fifth-generation Beaver County rancher, fears the project would render his land useless.
By their own admission, they have estimated that there will be a 14 to a 15% drawdown on my spring. That's what powers the ranch. If the spring's depleted, then I'll lose crop ground, I'll lose power, I'll lose everything.
The Central Iron County Water District owns the rights to more than 35,000 acre-feet of water in Pine Valley and the nearby Wawa Valley. The plan calls for wells to be drilled and water transported to Cedar City through an underground pipeline. Construction could begin in 2027. Members of the Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah are concerned about the project drying up the natural springs in their homeland. Tamara Borchert-Slayton, with the Indian Peaks Band of the Paiutes, says the tribe fought for decades with the federal government to regain its water rights.
The way reservations are set up is there's federal property set aside on behalf of a specific tribe, and water sources also placed under that specific tribe. When Indian Peak was sold, we still retained our mineral and our subsurface rights, including our water rights.
Conservation groups are also concerned. The Center for Biological Diversity says a Bureau of Land Management study shows the pipeline would affect the habitat of threatened species like the greater sage grouse, Utah prairie dog, and the least chub. Paul Monroe, general manager of the Water District, says there are protections built into the project's plan.
If it looks like we are negatively impacting that aquifer and it's not responding the way that we anticipate, then there are triggers and impacts that take place that would have us reduce our pumping so we don't have any negative impacts in those adjacent basins.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Daily Yonder. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.